animó entonces, pues sea aquí. Todo llegó a su final. Gracias. Muchas gracias.
Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh. My name is Jesse.
My name is Jamie.
Jamie's here too, allegedly, and we're here to chat, play some music, and to talk about Vancouver's independent music scene. The music we're going to play is also from that same independent music scene. And we're also going to talk about all sorts of things. Who knows? But no music. Oh, I caught myself before I did the first lie of the show, Jamie. I was going to say no music from outside of Vancouver, but there's a band who's currently situated in Victoria that I want to play at some point today. So
hey, you can't win them all.
Can't win them all. Still have not glommed Victoria into the Lower Mainland. It wouldn't make any sense. It's not the mainland.
It's not. It's not even remotely close to the mainland.
And, you know, today, as I was doing prep for the show, I clicked on the Victoria tag on Bandcamp when I was checking out this other artist to be named later. And, you know, there's a lot of bands putting out music in Victoria, and they're just completely separate from what we got going on out here. So,
Frick.
We need to start a subsidiary, the Victoria Mixtape. I'm sure CFUV isn't doing anything similar. It doesn't have any Victoria-specific music programming. Although, we would have said the same thing about CJSF and Vancouver music before we started this show, and, well, here we are.
Should we franchise?
We should definitely franchise.
Really? Mm-hmm. Rake in the dollars.
Yeah.
The dollar bills in our pockets.
It really fits into the community radio aesthetic and mindset, I think. Okay, let's play some music eventually. Calm down, Jamie. We'll get there.
Sorry. I love the jokes.
I want to play some not new music to start things off for a number of reasons. The first being... Well, the band I want to play music by is Necking. We love Necking. You probably know Necking. If you're a longtime listener of the show, you definitely know Necking. If you're into the Vancouver music scene, you'll know Necking. And if you're a fan of the Showtime television series Yellow Jackets, you will also be a fan of Necking because they appear in an episode which my partner Katie and I just watched.
So did you just watch that?
Oh yeah, we're way behind.
Oh yeah, like I knew this is old news.
It's not new news. No. And I actually knew before we watched the episode. I was wondering, is this? Yeah, every episode would start like, is this the episode with Necking? No. Is this the episode? Anyway,
it's the one in Grandview Lane.
Exactly. So yeah, also very clearly like. To the point that they didn't even bother, like, covering it up. It says it's Grandview Lanes.
Yeah.
And they are performing their hit song, Big Mouth, from the record Cut Your Teeth, which is not affiliated with the Netflix TV show Big Mouth.
No.
Make that clear. Very different. Although, you know, kind of appropriate subject matter.
Yeah, absolutely.
It
feels like the song Big Mouth could have been a source of inspiration for the show.
A funny part about the scene in the TV series is that the scene is 5 or 6 minutes long, and the song Big Mouth plays the entire time. So
it's not a 5 or 6 minute song.
So there's some looping going on. Anyway, so I decided I wanted to play a track off of this, and I actually did this last week on Thursday as well, because we watched it on Wednesday night. And I do a show, Speak Up, on Thursday mornings. Anyway, I was talking with Jamie earlier today, minutes ago, about this, and he mentioned the bass playing of this band Necking, because his niece has taken up the bass.
Yeah, really, really cool. I learned that a couple weeks ago, and she got her first bass, her first little bass amp, and she's been... She doesn't know how to play it yet, so I'm going to help.
Nice. Well, you mentioned that you wanted to maybe show her some women who play bass so that she could get inspired to do the same.
Yeah, I wanted to lead with bass music or, like, really strong bass players, specifically ones that were women, because, like, she is really inspired by other women, which, like, you love to see.
Of course.
And... I think Necking is the most shreddable bass on the planet that is cool music and not just like schlocky,
sure,
Steve Vai garbage.
Yeah, sure, yeah. And you mentioned to me that you wanted to play her the Studio 6 live session of Necking, which they performed in 2019 at the Old Station, and is just amazing. There's all sorts of, like, gymnastics. There's scenes where all you can see of the lead singer are her feet. There's just all sorts of great stuff. So I played that also last Thursday on the show, and it features an interview with our dearly... Well, still, I'm going to say dearly departed, but he is very much still alive, but no longer part of the CGSF executive. Ricky, he does the interview, and at the end of the interview, the band ambushes him with a question and asks him if he has ever had cyber sex on Habbo Hotel. well, you'll just have to go watch the video to find out the answer. In the meantime, we're going to hear maybe the most rip-roarinest bass track on Necking's debut album, Cut Your Teeth, which came out on Mint Records in also 2019. Whew, it's been a while. But this track is still fresh and delightful. It is, by Necking, Rover.
I'm a dog calling home, crawling back and be alone. I'm a dog calling home. Trouble. They never liked me.
Figure It Out by King Bob. From Victoria.
Great band name.
Yeah, in reference to the Disney Recess cartoon. Although, Gamp, very careful to say, not affiliated with the Minions, Walt Disney Corporation, or the House of Windsor.
No free ads!
Exactly. And that is the musical work of Jackson McDonald, who I listen to a couple podcasts he does. One about the Vancouver Canucks and one about movies. Yeah. Anyway, no free ads, so I can't name the podcasts, unfortunately. But the record King Bob, the song Figure It Out by the band King Bob is out now on Bandcamp. Before that, we heard Alien Boys with their track Wine, Weed, and Whiskey, which is off an upcoming record called The Weight of It All, which is out October 13th, which I'll have you know is a Friday. So we get a Friday the 13th this October.
You don't watch scary movies?
No, because I am going to be camping.
Actually,
I think on October 13th, I will be in San Francisco,
Werewolf Bar Mitzvah.
Maria Bamford?
Spooky scary.
One of those. Anyway, no, I will not be doing... Well, maybe I'll do some spooky stuff. I will be throughout the month, though. Don't worry. Fear not.
I was scared.
I know. I could hear you shivering from over here. And it's definitely not from the cold, because this basement studio is a little warmer.
And I'm wearing three layers. And
yeah, I'm only wearing two, but they're both long sleeves, so... You know.
We are weird, silly boys.
Well, I don't usually like to pull back the curtain like this, but because I don't want to get people's hopes up and then dash them. But we were supposed to have a guest today, Jamie.
We were, but it's that time of the year. The people get sick.
It is sniffle season. Go get vaccinated when that becomes a thing you can do again. I think October 10th.
Yeah, it's coming soon.
They're pushing for COVID vaccinations once again.
Go get your boost.
Go do that. We were hoping to have Chenzina in studio.
Returning guest.
As we mentioned, a little under the weather, Chenzina was going to come on to promote her brand new single, which is called Doll, and it came out this last Friday.
Heck yeah, it did.
The last Friday of September. And it's good. So we're going to play it for you. And hopefully we'll be able to rain check with Chenzina and have her in another time soon. In the meantime, enjoy this new track, Doll.
much I'm older. Having shouldered the pain, guess I'm colder. Mind it, I don't mind it. Love is simple, love is simple. I don't mind it, I don't mind it. Love.